It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll check in with Harry Enten of 538 to get the latest in national politics.
First, Wisconsin is now joining 21 other states in suing the U.S. Department of Labor over a rule that would expand the number of people eligible for overtime pay. The rule was announced in May, and it's set to take effect in December. It more than doubles the salary level for employees to be eligible for overtime, raising it from $23,000 to $47,500.
J. Michael Collins is with us now to explain how this rule could affect workers. He's the faculty director for the Center for Financial Security at UW-Madison. Michael, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the expansion of this overtime rule. How would this affect workers?
Well, the main effect would be that there are workers who previously were exempt and would work overtime but not be compensated for it. Now they're going to be required by this new regulation to be compensated. So people who previously weren't being paid overtime will be paid overtime now if they exceed the 40 hours per week.
And so this is saying, we talked briefly about the increase in the salary level where overtime kicks in, but you're saying that there's a whole class of workers who never were eligible for overtime pay that would be now.
Right. I mean, when the overtime rules were put into place some 30 years ago, the idea was that we wanted to provide some protections for workers so that they could be compensated for those extra hours they work, especially when those exceed the 40 hours a week level. And at that time, the Department of Labor and the Congress set a level at which salaries would be based on, which is around that $23,000 level. And it just never grew with inflation. It was never indexed over time and never sort of kept up as prices and salaries rose. So in some ways, this is just going back to what the standards were 30 years ago and trying to make them sort of comparable today.
And how do you see this law going into effect impacting employers? What kind of changes are they likely to have to make?
Well, employers are sort of all over the place in how they're responding to this. And some are, they were already being pretty attentive to the hours and compensation of their employees, and so it's not a big deal. Others, it's a pretty big shock, and so the implementation timeline on this has been a struggle for them, and that's what we've seen a number of lawsuits and other actions taking place. I mean, their main reactions are they can limit employees so that they simply don't work more than the 40 hours a week. They don't go into that overline status. They can raise their salaries so that the employee salaries are above that $47,500 limit, and then those people are not entitled to overtime anymore. Of course, they can also respond in terms of their staffing level. So they might decide, okay, we're just not going to have as many employees. We're going to change the structure of our how we implement our staff, and that's a concern because we obviously don't want to see people who are harmed from new regulations like this.
Well, and I could also see a possible unintended consequence being that they might hire more people, but bring those people in at halftime or maybe three-quarters time, so there would be some wiggle room to have them work over what their usual hours are, but still not be bumping up against that 40-hour-a-week ceiling.
Right. No, other options they might have would be, okay, we're going to go ahead, and when we do need overtime from you, we'll pay you the time and a half or whatever our overtime arrangement is, but then, as a way to sort of help pay for this, we're going to reduce benefits, or we're not going to have as much support for your retirement plan or other kinds of unintended consequences. So, we do worry about those reactions by employers as well.
We're talking with J. Michael Collins. He's faculty director for the Center for Financial Security at UW-Madison. We're talking about the fact that Wisconsin just joined 21 other states in suing the U.S. Department of Labor over a change in the overtime pay law. And, Michael, it seems like this will have some kind of an impact on the job market. What are you anticipating will be that result for people who might be either looking to change jobs or looking for work maybe for the first time?
Well, I think that the main impact is going to be that there were probably a lot of jobs out there that people never considered having an overtime possibility. Maybe they were in that $30,000 to $40,000 range, and now some of those positions would have the potential of having overtime. Now, for some employees, that's seen as a benefit. They like the idea that if they work over that 40 hours, they might be able to, each additional hour makes them a lot more. On the other hand, there might be fewer of those jobs offered because employers will be sensitive to the fact that now those positions might have this additional cost, and so they either won't offer as many of those jobs, or they will, as you mentioned earlier, they'll keep the hours well below that 40 hours per week. I think there is some flexibility for employers in how they implement this, and for every employee, it's important to understand what your company or what your potential employer's policies are, and how they're going to treat overtime, whether that's requested overtime or unrequested overtime, and just fully understanding what's going to happen. We have seen certainly some employee groups begin to conflict with their employer over how these rules are interpreted, and that's resulted in some legal actions as well.
So why now? Why is this big increase? And to a non-economist, a jump from $23,000 salary to $47,500 as the threshold and adding in different categories of people who would count for overtime, that all seems like a big change and a pretty significant change. Why now? What's the impetus for this?
Well, 30 years ago, nearly half of workers were covered by this provision, and today it's down to, less than 10%. So what's happened is that the law didn't keep up with inflation. It didn't change over time. And so part of the change that's put into place is that not only will it increase from $23,000 to $47,000, but it's going to be indexed for inflation. So it's going to continue to rise over time and keep up with inflation better. So you won't have these really, the massive jumps like we're seeing right now. The problem is that this jump is massive, as you said, and so this is hard. We're talking about millions of employees who were not affected, who are now affected. And that's hard for employees, and it's hard for firms to absorb all at once. And certainly that's one of the consequences of not paying attention to this regulation for a while.
In joining the lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Labor, Wisconsin's Attorney General Brad Schimmel called this rule, quote, a federal overreach. What's your response to that comment?
Well, I think, as a society, we have to make decisions about whether we have things like overtime laws at all. So, we decided in the 1970s that it was important to have an overtime provision and to try to protect workers from, potentially being exploited at some point, or at least, not being compensated at the same level. So we have this law in place, and then we didn't pay a lot of attention to it over time. We didn't sort of index it with inflation. So, it's a question of whether do we want an overtime regulation or not, and if we do, how do we implement it? And it seems like it's the implementation that's causing some problems right now, where people are struggling with how quickly should we implement it, who should be covered, and how should we change that coverage over time.
So this change was announced in May. It's taking effect in December. Here we are more than halfway through September, and Wisconsin and these other 21 states are filing suit. Is it likely to change anything before this would actually go in place in December?
It's hard for me to say. I'm an attorney. I don't know how quickly some of these cases will move forward. I think certainly many employers are proceeding as if it will be in place, and they're putting into place policies and procedures to either provide the overtime or to prevent people from being in a position where they're asked to work those overtime hours. There are some bills pending and some proposals that the politicians have made to implement this more slowly and give firms and the states and other employers more time to implement it. I do think the fundamental driver of this is that there's a lot of concern in policy circles about whether working families' incomes are keeping up. And so, much like the debate over the minimum wage and other kinds of policies that are out there, this is one of those tools that some policymakers are looking at as a way to try to boost the wages of people in the sort of working families.
And as we wrap up, Michael, 22 states, as we've said, almost half of the states have joined in this lawsuit. What do you think is at the heart of the opposition to this change in the unemployment law?
Well, perhaps there's some who just don't believe we should have an unemployment law at all, or I'm sorry, of an overtime law at all. You know, there shouldn't be any additional pay for people who are asked to work over some amount of hours per week. You know, I think most people do think that there is some need for some overtime protection. And then it comes down to, you know, how quickly we need to implement this. And, you know, is $47,500 the right level, or should it be $35,000 or some other level? And, you know, I think that's really a matter of who's affected and how much it's going to cost them to implement it and that kind of thing. So, you know, like I said, I think by and large we think that the policy is the right policy, but, you know, there's a lot of debate over whether this is too much too fast in terms of how it's being implemented.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
That was J. Michael Collins, Faculty Director of the Center for Financial Security at UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about the news that Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Department of Labor over a rule that would expand who's eligible for overtime pay.